blessings. I was surfing, so to say, through the tides and waves of social networking, and I came across a quote, and when I read it, it just light bulb, boom, it just registered, it just made a ton of sense to me. It was like, this right here is a topic of discussion. And I wish that I would have screenshotted or jotted it down, something to remember the quote exactly the way it was written. So now I have to paraphrase it. But I think sometimes in paraphrasing, you may be able to make things a little bit more easy to understand. And this person wrote a tweet. The tweet goes something like this. Once again, it's being paraphrased, so it's not quoted at this point. He said, "Am I the only one that is tired of seeing children being blamed for the lack there of success of the parent or parents?" Plural. And man, oh man, I knew that this resonated to me. And see, what people don't understand is sometimes things can resonate to you. You can resonate with it, and it doesn't mean that it's applicable to your life. Never in my life have I felt that my children have attributed to any failures in my life, nor do I feel that myself or my siblings have attributed to any failures in my parents' life. But where it makes sense and where it did resonate to me is that I have heard people make statements and references to situations like that. And it is disheartening, very disheartening, to hear an adult use their child or children as scapegoats when it comes to the lack of success that they were able to achieve. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I'll probably say it again later on, because this is quickly becoming one of my new found core beliefs. Self-accountability is, I believe, one of the things or one of the keys to self-awareness and awakening. You just find it easier not to blame yourself or to take the blame for everything, but you find it easier to understand where, when something goes wrong, you can identify your part in the equation. You can take responsibility for it, and you can try to figure out a way to fix it. Even if you can't fix it, at least you know what your part in the equation was. and you can accept that and move forward. It's hard to move forward when you don't know what you're moving forward from. But back to the topic at hand. There are two fundamental problems that I personally have with a parent that blames his or her child for their lack of success. The first problem, or the first issue, is, I believe, a very common sense situation, common sense issue. These children didn't buy a bus pass or a plane ticket and said, my next destination is Earth, and I'm coming through that woman. That's not how it works. That's not how children get here. So somewhere along the line, two responsible and sometimes, a lot of times, irresponsible adults make a split second decision with their hormones and not their brains to engage in an act that just may or may not result in a child being born. You know, and sometimes it happens and it's like, ta-da, here we go. You know. So that's the first problem. That's the first problem with it. They didn't ask to be here. You made a decision that enabled them the opportunity to be here. The second part is, like I said in the very beginning, a lack of self-accountability. Either A, you attempted something and you failed on your own merit, or B, this one right here is the most disheartening of it all. B, you never tried at all. You never tried because, guess why? This is why you never tried, because of your own personal fear of failure. There's also such thing as a fear of success, but we'll keep it simple and we'll say your own personal fear of failure never allowed you to attempt what it was that you wanted to do in the first place. So you never tried. That's probably the biggest sin. And I'm not just talking about in a religious term, I'm saying just in a human term. It's probably the biggest sin that you can commit on this planet. We all have a talent in some way, shape, or form that the Creator has given to us for us to share with the world. And when you don't even try because of your selfish fear of failure, because, oh, I'll be so embarrassed if nobody likes it. Oh, I'll be so embarrassed if somebody makes fun of me. And I'm not trying to make light of those things. I know those things can be devastating to you on an internal, personal level. But in today's society where everything is tech-based and you don't really have to see anybody face-to-face, who cares? I could make a million of these and nobody can ever listen to him. Or people can listen to him and say, what is this guy talking about? He's trash. And if somebody thinks I'm trash, more power to you. I don't know you and you don't know me. So therefore, what I eat or drink doesn't make you use the bathroom and vice versa. Doesn't bother me. I know everybody everybody doesn't have that same personality. Most people don't feel that way. Some people really take things and comments to heart, and it hurts their feelings. And that's just something that you have to get over. But to bundle all of those things up, all of these things that are issues that we bring upon ourselves, to bundle those things up and to be like, you know what, I can't take the blame for this. This is not my fault. The fact that I'm still doing things that I don't want to do is not my fault. Whose fault is it? I have to think of something. Oh, that's right. I had a kid. I had two kids. I had three kids. I had four kids. Wow, time flies. And you know what? I probably would have went ahead and tried it. I think at some point I would have went ahead and took a leap of faith. But I may end up having kids. So that works. Sounds like a valid excuse. Who's going to argue with that? At the end of the day, doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what the gentleman that tweeted that tweet thinks. What does matter is, when it's all said and done, and you're getting prepared to punch your golden ticket, to get inside those golden or pearly gates, however you envision it, and they ask you, what'd you do with your life? How do you answer it? And better yet, how do you feel about the answer that you gave? Thank you guys once again for being here with me, supporting me. Blessings. Until the next time, it's Peter J. Fisher.